Hello, and welcome to Mom Boy Book, where a mom and a boy discuss the latest book they read together. I'm the mom, Annie.
And I'm the boy, Bodie.
And today's book is Harry Potter! Bodie, how are you doing today?
Good.
Are you excited to discuss our all-time favorite book series in the history of the world?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We sound a little froggy this week because we have both been sick.
Yes, we have.
Allergies are popping right now in Kansas.
Bleh.
I feel like, so if we cough or sniffle, we're sorry.
Yeah.
So.
Allergies.
In fact, you missed a day of school because you were like up coughing all night. And so what have we been doing today?
We have been doing my work.
Sick work.
Which I beg not to do.
You have to do it. It's part of life.
Well, I did have
to. You miss school, you got to make it up. You don't just get a free day.
I hope we do.
On your sick day, tell everyone what you watched.
I watched all three Thor movies. Two Hulk movies.
It was like a superhero day. I don't think Thor or Hulk would ever be down with allergies.
And
can you imagine Hulk being like, Hulk smash you! He couldn't Hulk smash because he was sneezing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're just mere mortals. So, speaking of mortals or muggles, we sadly are also muggles. I mean, my letter to Hogwarts hasn't come yet, but you never know.
What if my letter to Hogwarts comes?
You're not 12 yet, so it could happen.
Well, I'm 8.
You're 8, so we still have time. So, today we're going to be talking about the Harry Potter book series. And we're not so much going to talk about what happens in the book series because truly, unless you've like been living under a rock for the last 20 years, you probably know what Harry Potter is about.
It's really famous. We went to Harry Potter World.
Okay, we'll get to that in a little bit. So we'll get to our trip to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter soon.
Okay.
So I started reading you Harry Potter when you were what? Would you say 5 years old? Because you were in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And we have read all the books at least twice, and some of the books the first three books at least three times.
So that would be 6 times. Three books.
What?
Yeah.
I think your multiplication is off. Wait. So we've read 7 books twice. That's 14 books. And then 3 more books. So what's 14 plus 3?
14 plus 3 is...
It's 17! Oh, too much pressure. That's okay. So today we're not going to talk about so much about what Harry Potter is about, but about our like family history with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And you don't know this. I tried to start reading. I had never read Harry Potter before. And so I was like in my late 20s and you were like 3 years old. And I tried to start reading you Harry Potter because you had good patience. You would like lay and listen. I had read you like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and BFG and a couple other books. I'm like, I'm going to try Harry Potter.
I will wait like 20 or 50 hours.
You will lay for a long time and just listen to stories, which is amazing because I don't think we could have gotten through, because this is like chapters in Harry Potter are long, so they're at least 30 minutes a night to read it.
Yeah.
One chapter, and you always beg for a second chapter
and you do it.
Do you think I'm a pushover?
What does that mean?
Like you can easily talk me into doing stuff you want.
And you want, so yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I wanted it too, so it's not like it's not that hard to get talked into it. I'm like, no, I won't do it. Okay, let's keep reading.
1 minute later. Okay, fine. I'll have to do it.
Yeah, you're right. When it comes to HP, I'm a total pushover. So, here's what I tried to read them to you when you were 3, and you weren't interested. You didn't get it. But then I read them through, and I was, like, waiting for 2 years for the right moment to reintroduce Harry Potter. And then finally, you were, like, 5 and a half, about to start kindergarten, and I felt like it was the right time. So we started reading the books again together.
You
and
even know then I watched PG-13 movies then.
Well, we always watched we did the book and the movie together. So that for a while, that was the only PG-13 movie I'd like. But you have to watch the movie after the book.
I know. It's just that's like, our way.
That's our way. We have to do it. That's our order of things. Uh-huh. So anyway, I started reading to you when you were 5 and a half, yeah. And then we got started on this like magical Harry Potter journey together. Sorry, we had to take a brief break there. Sponsored by our weekly sponsor, Kleenex, for when your co-host is mouth breathing and needs to blow all the stuff out of his nose. That was some pretty epic nose blowing you just did.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Thank goodness you turned the recording off. Okay, back to Harry Potter. So one of the things that I love about the Harry Potter series is I think our relationship, just as friends and mother and son, just really blossomed over the Harry Potter series.
Yeah, I really liked it. That's why I actually have all 7 Harry Potter books literally right next to me.
Yeah, they sit on your nightstand, don't they? And not just, we bought into the whole Harry Potter universe. Tell them what you got for your birthday.
Oh, yeah!
Did you briefly forget?
Yeah.
Okay, so say it.
Well, I got the brand new Harry Potter Lego set of the Harry Potter castle.
Oh my gosh, 6,000 pieces? Uh-huh. Over 6,000 pieces.
And I already almost finished the base.
Oh, very nice. We've been, it's 37 bags of Legos, is that right? 37 bags?
Yes.
So I'm excited to have this replica of Hogwarts in our house. It's going to be awesome. But so it isn't just the books. We have read through all the books together, which is over. I like looked it up one time. It's like over like 2 million words or something like that. Yeah. That we've read together twice, 2.5 times. And also, I think there's just like so much. You just grow as a person when you read Harry Potter because there's just.
Yeah, so much to learn about Harry Potter and Harry Potter.
Are you trying to do an English accent?
Yes, I
am. Oh, no.
I can only speak Voldemort kind of.
Okay, go ahead and try it.
Harry Potter.
It's very terrifying. It would be more terrifying if he weren't so freaking adorable.
I love it if you'd, do some, like, talk in some of your really cool voices.
Oh, no. Okay, so while we're reading, I do try to do the voices because I think that makes it more exciting, right?
It
when
does.
You're reading and you hear the voices. So, okay, we'll play a game. You say the name of a character and I will read a quote, I'll do a quote in that voice. Okay, so go for it. Tell me one.
Dumbledore.
I have to cough a little. Okay. It is our choices, Harry, that show us what we truly are, far more than our abilities.
How about Hagrid?
Hagrid. Okay. You're a wizard, Harry, and a something good one, I'd say, once you've been trained up a bit. With a mom and dad like yours, what else would you be? That one makes me cough.
Umbridge.
Oh, I hate her. I hate saying I hate people, but I hate Dolores Umbridge. okay. As I told you, Mr. Potter, naughty children deserve to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make your skin crawl when you hear it?
Yes. And also, let's try Moody.
Oh, Moody. Okay. Avada Kedavra. There's no counter curse. There's no blocking it. Only one known person has ever survived it. And he's sitting right here in front of me.
Well, that isn't actually Moody. Moody's actually locked up in the chest.
Okay, you're right. Hello, spoiler alert. I guess everyone's read it, so.
Everybody has read it, so it's okay to do spoilers.
Okay, Moody. Okay, I'm saying. But he was polyjuiced, so he was technically not Moody.
Okay,
fine. But I get what you're saying. I totally understand that. Okay, what's our next one?
McGonagall.
Oh, McGonagall. I love her. She's probably like my favorite character of all time.
That's why.
I just love her. She's like, I don't know. She's like the steady force through the whole book. Okay, let me see. There are four houses called Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. Each house has its own noble history, and each has produced outstanding witches and wizards.
Yeah. Let's try.
Okay, do another one.
Hermione.
Oh, okay. I hope you're pleased with yourselves. We could have all been killed. Or worse, expelled. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed.
This is Ron. she thinks it being expelled is worse than being killed. She has problems.
I love Ron. Okay, let's do Ron next. Okay.
No, Harry.
Oh, Harry. Okay. I solemnly swear I am up to no good. I just kind of kept his voice like really light and even. I'm going to do Snape.
Okay.
There will be no foolish wand waving or silly incantations in this class. As such, I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art of potion making.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ron.
Snape. Oh, no. Okay, Ron. Percy wouldn't recognize a joke if it danced naked in front of him wearing Dobby's tea cozy.
That gives me an idea. Dobby.
Okay. Dobby has got a sock. Master threw it, and Dobby caught it. And Dobby is free! Okay. That was a fun game. No,
Mrs. Weasley.
Oh, Mrs. Weasley. Okay, Molly Weasley. Just because you can use magic now does not mean you have to whip your wands out for everything. I love Mrs. Weasley. She's so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So, one thing that I think has been the greatest gift of reading Harry Potter together, besides, like, the many hours that we have spent just, like, laughing and sharing and crying, you know, when people die that we love, fictionally die, is that we started reading when you were 5, and then when you were 7 last year, we found out that you are facing an interesting... Well, I always knew your brain was interesting and unique. I've always known that from the start. But what did we find out about you?
I have dyslexia.
You have dyslexia. So give us a little, in your own words, just like give people an understanding of what it means to have dyslexia as an 8-year-old dude.
You can't read very well. You can read very well. You just need to practice a little harder.
Because why?
Because dyslexia just flips the words around and you see you get B's and D's backwards.
Yeah, so you end up getting B's and D's backwards. You kind of transpose or make your numbers backwards sometimes because your brain is not seeing the letters and numbers as a regular Joe sees them, but as a Super Bodhi sees them. And it can also have an effect on your handwriting and your spelling, too. Can you talk about that?
I kind of write a little sloppy.
Remember when I said it? Your handwriting looks like you were on a branch of the Whomping Willow while you wrote it. Yeah. It can be a little messy, but it's just part of dyslexia. It's just part of it. And spelling?
Spelling. I get my...
And not spelling like casting spells. I'm talking about spelling. I mean, spelling, that's one thing. But I think spelling at Hogwarts and spelling at your elementary school would be totally different subjects.
What spelling are you talking about right now?
Well, I think at Hogwarts, what would spelling be?
Okay, this is just confusing.
You're not getting my joke. This is like an obvious joke.
Spelling.
I can't think of Alohomora. That is spelling and at Hogwarts and spelling at your school's like C-A-T, cat. Oh. Get it?
Yeah.
We had to whack you over the head with a with that joke.
Oh, Mom.
What?
Is there a spelling spell?
Are you saying, is there a spell that will help you with spelling? Mm-hmm. I wish there was. What would it be?
Be spell...
Spellgardium Leterosa. No. Oh.
Spell nugget.
That sounds like it. Something you'd order at McDonald's.
I know.
I'll have a 10-piece spell nugget.
Spell nugget. Or maybe you... That could be something you eat and that would help you spell better.
Mm.
Like you injected a potion into it.
This is getting out of hand, I think. That conversation. We're on a tangent. This is what's called a tangent. It's when you veer off the intended conversation and end up talking about spell nuggets. That's the definition of tangent. Okay, so what I think is cool about Harry Potter is that for some kids who have dyslexia, they end up never liking to read because it's always a challenge for them. They always have to work a little harder to get it. But will you ever hate reading?
No, I'm pretty much addicted to it.
Yeah, and even though you may not pick it up in the way like just a regular second grader picks it up, you have to work a little harder, or you like to listen to books instead of reading them.
I do.
Does that mean that you can't love books?
No.
No. It means we can, you know, that you just have like your own unique experience with them.
Yeah.
And I think that's helped you have courage in the face of having dyslexia. I mean, I think Harry Potter's given you that gift. Do you think I'm wrong?
No, I do not think you're wrong. Mom, even though I don't have dyslexia...
You do have dyslexia.
Well, even though I do have dyslexia, like, I have a huge vocabulary.
You do have a huge vocabulary. I agree. And I think... Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you why.
Why?
Because you've heard so many words in your life. They go through your ears. Just because they don't go through your eyes doesn't mean they aren't coming through your ears and landing in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Like, say...
Are we doing a vocab quiz right now?
Okay, just one. Tell me a sentence of a vocabulary, and I'll say what it means.
Okay. You put me on the spot. I don't know any big words off the top of my head.
Inexplicable.
Okay, you thought of that one. What does inexplicable mean?
It means like really, really evil.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It means you can't explain it.
I know, but like what about something, inexplicable like, me?
I think you're thinking of despicable.
Yeah, despicable. Okay.
Thank you for trying to show off your vocabulary. That totally went south. Despicable me. It means evil. Inexplicable would be like, I love you so much, it's inexplicable.
I
can't explain how much I love you because I can't put it into words.
Yes.
But nice try. Ow. But we should come up with a movie called Inexplicable Me. It's like an evil, not an evil guy, just a guy who can't explain stuff very well. Okay, so let's talk about what house we would belong to. We took the quizzes on Pottermore. What house were you?
I was Gryffindor, and she used to be in Ravenclaw, but she took it again. Now she's in...
Yeah, I lost my account. I had to create a new account, and then I was Gryffindor. So now I think I'll call myself a Gryffindor. I think Hermione would be kind of a Gryffindor.
The only time I did it, guess what?
What?
All the times I was still Gryffindor.
I know. I think because you have a brave and like true heart. That's just who you are as a person.
And then mine got deleted again.
We struggled with the Pottermore quizzes. Okay, what was Dad?
He was a
Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff, which is actually perfect for him. Because even though he listens to Harry Potter books when we're reading them, and he, like, pretends like he doesn't like them.
But he loves them.
Totally loves them. It's like, well, I mean, what's going to happen next with Ron? I mean, not that I care, but
literally actually said that once.
And when we decided that we wanted to go to Wizarding World of Harry Potter, he was all in on it.
It was like,
I mean, if you guys want to. Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to go. And then when we got there and we had to, like, wait in these super long lines to ride the rides, who bought us the passes that went us, like, got us right? Dad's like, let's just spend the extra money to get the passes so that he can go to the front of the line and ride the rides. So I think he's, like, he pretends he doesn't like Harry Potter, but he does. He's a Hufflepuff, for sure. And your sister... She took it too, although she's kind of young to take the test. Mm-hmm. She was a...
what was she?
She was a Gryffindor.
Yeah, but I think she would be good
as the... Slytherin. Yes. I knew you were going to say that. Do you know one time... I'm not going to tell you who. Do not identify this. Even if you know the name in your head. But you were, like, way younger at school. Mm-hmm. And you met a teacher who, let's just say, can be a little growly sometimes. And you're like... Mom, I think this teacher is definitely a Slytherin. And I was like, whoa, maybe. Don't say the name.
Okay.
We got to keep that private. But I just think it's funny that we tend to identify people as like, whoa, what a Slytherin. Or like, whoa, she'd be a Ravenclaw. So like you can think of your friends and like, no, like what would Max be, do you think?
I think he'd be a Gryffindor.
Okay. What about Carson?
Definitely Gryffindor.
Really? I would call Carson a Hufflepuff.
No, I'd call him a Gryffindor.
Are you just going to say all your friends are Gryffindors?
No.
Okay, Dawson. Ravenclaw.
Gryffindor.
Ravenclaw!
Gryffindor.
You're just going to say all your friends are Gryffindors. Okay.
How do you know?
Can you think of one of your good friends that you would not put in Gryffindor? Told you. That's what, when we went to this, like, Harry Potter
Lila.
Night. You, quit calling your sister a Slytherin. Okay, when we went to this Harry Potter night, we went to, like, this dress-up Harry Potter night at, a children's discovery center where we live, and... Everybody, you kind of got to pick your own house, and like there was like a zillion Gryffindors and then like two Slytherins. Although I will say that people who say they're Slytherins, they're like proud to be Slytherins. Why? They're like, yeah, we're Slytherins. One thing that I think has been really interesting about Harry Potter and how it's changed the way that we've interacted is that it helps give me a context to explain things to you in. So, like, you know, I don't like Donald Trump, for example.
Yeah. And I don't like him either.
You don't like him because I don't like him, or you just don't like him in general?
I just don't like him in general.
Yeah, he says and does a lot of things that I think are not very nice to people who are of different religions or from different countries or speak different languages or have a different color of skin than white. And
I also have a bunch of friends that are different than him.
Yeah. And so that's one thing I feel outraged. I think he doesn't treat everyone with dignity and fairness. And I think one of the ways, like, it doesn't matter, you know, in our house, we don't care if someone is gay or someone's from a different religion or someone has a different color of skin tone. That doesn't matter. People are people and everyone has something interesting to offer. And I feel like when we have those tough conversations, like, why is this, you know, immigration problem happening, or why did maybe one person hurt other people because they believe in a different religion? That just happened this weekend. Yeah. A guy went into like a Jewish synagogue, which is like a church that Jewish people worship in, and he killed 11 people.
Whoa.
Just because they were Jewish and he didn't like it.
He is evil.
It's
evil man.
But I think, like, Harry Potter sometimes helps me explain those things too, because if I say something like, you know how, like, the Malfoys didn't like anybody who wasn't pure blood?
Yeah.
And, like, he called Hermione mudblood, or they hurt muggles for no reason, mm-hmm. except that they were muggles.
Yeah.
That I can kind of say, like, this is the same thing that's going on in our real world, that is going on in Harry Potter's world. Like, the same way they're treating mudbloods and muggles, or what they call mudbloods and muggles, you know, is the same way, like, some people get treated in our country. And it helps us see the outrage, because we know mudbloods were some of the most awesome characters in the book, you know, yeah. the Wizards
Except
from Muggle
Harry
parentage.
Is not a mudblood in real life.
I feel bad saying the word mudblood. Is it like a negative? It's in like a negative word. I hate calling. I don't have a better word for it.
Or is Malfoy?
Malfoy's a pureblood. Malfoy's Trump. Weasley's a pureblood, and which is funny because Ron Weasley, the Weasleys are like the kindest, most wonderful family, and the Malfoys
are the worst.
They're the worst. So it like shows you, like, no matter like where you come from or what your family pedigree is, like, you can turn out good or you can turn out bad. And just like Hermione's parents are muggles, or Harry's mom was from muggle-born parents. It doesn't matter. What matters is how we treat other people.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes, like, being able to talk about that in the context of Harry Potter and then applying that to things that go on in the real world, it helps you understand, like, hard things that, like, when people are discriminated against or treated differently. I think it helps you when we talk about, like, you remember in Harry Potter when this happened? I feel like it helps you understand those, like, real world issues a little better.
Yeah, it does. It really helps me.
Okay, let's get back on HP. So, we love the HP universe. What is your favorite of all the books? What's your favorite? Not movies. What's your favorite? We'll do movies next. What's your favorite Harry Potter book?
Seventh.
Deathly Hallows, really? Just because you like... What do you like about that?
Well, I love that Voldemort finally dies and the bad force gets defeated.
Yeah, that's true. I am a huge fan. My favorite book, I think, my favorite book and movie both is number 3. I loved...
Yeah, me too.
Actually, I like the first book too. The first book really is what catches you in.
Yeah.
But I love the book, Prisoner of Azkaban, the movie, really well.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think the most, like, upsetting book, I don't know. My least favorite book is Chamber of Secrets, but you, like, made me let you watch that, like, 500 times.
No,
just because you like the part when Dursley fell out the window.
Yes.
Just, like, fast forward.
But otherwise, it's my least favorite Harry Potter movie.
Really? Do you just like that scene? What's your favorite Harry Potter movie? Are you just humming right now? Are you thinking?
I'm thinking.
This is a very long silence for our podcast audience. Okay, what are your top 3?
Deathly Hallows.
Why are you talking like a baby?
I don't know.
Deathly Hallows 1 or 2?
2.
Yeah, I think 2. And 1 is a little...
3. And number 3, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
And...
Goblet of Fire is pretty good.
I must say...
Goblet of Fire book's really good, too.
First one.
I love them all. It's so hard to say. I love them all. My least favorite movie was probably Chamber of Secrets, but beyond that, I love all of it. I love all of it. Don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So amazing. Okay, tell me what, so we should wrap this up, I think. Do you think it's about time to say goodbye to our friends?
Yes.
So one of the things I think to kind of wrap up our episode, I think one of the things that I love most about Harry Potter, is it is made, so I don't think our family would be the same without Harry Potter. Do you?
I don't think it would be the same without Harry Potter as well.
Because why?
It changed our family so much, and we traveled to Florida just to go on the funnest adventure in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? How else has it impacted our family, do you think?
Well, our whole family loves it. Dad pretends he does not like it.
Totally loves it.
Yeah.
But we've read the books together. We've listened to the audiobooks together.
Yeah.
Movie nights. We've watched the movies together so many times. So I think one of the things for me is, like, it's just been such a driving force of, like, hours and hours and hours of time we spent together.
Yeah. But I feel sad whenever we finish the season again.
Or the series.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. Every time it ends, we're like, let's start again.
Yes.
I think part of the reason I wanted to start this podcast is so that would make us branch out and talk about different and read different books. Mm-hmm. But I think our hearts will always be like,
I love books.
I love books too. And I think Harry Potter is like a big part of the reason why you love books.
Yeah.
Even your little sister, even though she is like very small, she's like 5 now. She's just the age you were when you started out. So she's been on this ride with us for like 3 years, and she can still like talk about Harry Potter pretty intelligently and know what she's talking about because it's like, it's part of who we are as a family.
It's part of our family.
It's part of our world. The Brock world. So, okay. I'm not even going to ask you on stars for Harry Potter.
5.
Actually, if... 5 million stars.
If there's 6,499 stars...
That's like how many pieces there are in your Lego set.
That's way more.
It's just beyond stars. Like, it's just...
Beyond.
It's the best.
It's the best.
It's the best. Okay, who's your... Listen by saying who our top 3 favorite Harry Potter characters are.
Harry, Ron, Hermione.
No, but that's simple. Okay, I'm going with Harry, Dumbledore. What would you do if I was like Crabbe, Goyle, Snape? Like, who are you, woman? No, I'm going to go with Harry... Dumbledore. It's a toss up between either Hermione or Hagrid. Probably Hermione. I loved her. And girl power. Okay. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Thank you for listening to Mom Boy Book. Next week, we are going to be talking about the fake mustache.
By Tom Engelberger.